Even in the case where it was done through a heter, I mean, Shabbos means it had a rest, it wasn't made at all on Shabbos. Even in the case where it's made later, also it's also. The Rabbi Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, no. Or Shochaya, if you have a pregnant lady, the nurse, if she, or right after she gave birth, first 30 days, that she's a Chol HaShesh Bar Sakana, she will light a fire for on Shabbos. Well, the Shochaya, a Chol HaShesh Bar Sakana, that you will light a fire. So even though this fire was lit on Shabbos, Levorchen Olov, you're allowed to use this fire after Shabbos to make a Bar Mireish. Why? Because the Naveri wasn't done. It's Hutra for Ruach Nefesh. So it's not called Naveri was done. Rav Nachman v'Yitzchok, my Shabbos, what does this Braisa mean? That it has to be a fire that rested from Shabbos. It doesn't mean that rested, it wasn't created on Shabbos, but Sheshavas Machmas Mlechas Aveira. It means that it wasn't put on in fire Sam. That if Yisrael would have put it on for that purpose, it would have been Aveira. Hey, if a guy lights a match, stam for cooking, the Baal Tzvi Yisroel would have lit it for cooking, would be an Aveira, that's fine, you can't use Mitzvah Shabbos. But here, what Yisroel lit it for a Pekuach Nefesh, which is Mutter to do, that's Mutter. Tanya Nami Hochi, Ashoshe Shoyse Delekes Velechas Kol HaYom Kulei. If you had a candle that was burning from the beginning of Shabbos till the end, L'moitzvah Shabbos Tavorchen Aleha, you're allowed to use that candle. Even though this fire wasn't Shabbos on Shabbos, it was going throughout the whole Shabbos, but no Aveira was done with this candle. That's the right of the Yisraeli, is you can't use a nair that an Aveira was done with. Right, Tanu Rabbanan. Nochri shehidlik mi Yisrael. If a goy lit the nair from Yisrael, means after Shabbos, Yisrael lit the fire, and then a goy lit a candle from that fire, or else for Yisrael, shehidlik mi nochri, or else a goy, or Yisrael, took a candle and lit it from a goyish candle, is a volchan alug. You're allowed to make a borer mirash on this. So the first case is Peter, that since the Yisrael lit the candle, mistam he lit it after Shabbos, even though the goy lit it from him, it's a mutadik case. And the second case is the Chiddush, that even though the goy lit the candle on Shabbos, but since now the Yisrael is like lighting a new candle, so it's also mutadik to make the borer mirash on it. We'll soon see why. Vashenke nochri, min nochri, aim a volchan alug. If even by my Tzoy Shabbos, one guy goes to another guy's house and lights his candle from the first guy that lit that candle on Shabbos, that you can't use at night time. Kredi Gemara, Maish no nochri menochri, how come he can't use the second candle that the guy lit even though it's my Tzoy Shabbos now? Since he lit it from the first guy that lit it on Shabbos, Deloi Mishum Deloi Shabbos, because the first candle, the Makor of the fire, was an Aveira, didn't rest on Shabbos. Hihochi Yisrael menochri nami. Why do we say if on Moitzoy Shabbos Yisrael goes with his candle to a goy and lights from his candle that was lit on Shabbos? It's mutter. Go bought the Ikra candle. The first candle was lit on Shabbos, so the second candle the Yisrael lit should also be yosa. As what's the difference of a Yisrael lights from a goy or a goy lights from a goy? Hola Shabbos. Both cases, the makor, the Ikra, first candle wasn't Shabbos. V'chitei mahach Yisur ozolei. V'achrinhu, I'll tell you, the first Issa went away. It's like a new fire now. Obiyoda the Yisrael who misyalda. I mean, about the Yisrael lit it now, Mitzvah Shabbos, it's considered like a new fire created now. The first fire, it's not considered a continuation of the first fire, it's like the lighting from the grace candle. No, when the Yisrael comes now, it's considered like a new candle, new fire. And what that can be, Elohor, the Tanya learned about Mishnah Shabbos, Hamoy Tishal Hevet, Lushu Sarabi, and Chayu. If somebody carries out fire on Shabbos, he's Chayu. It's in the case where you have the candle on you be potter. You don't want the candle. The only thing you want is the fire. So for the fire, you chayiv. So the Gemara, my chayiv. My shok alohimiyach. By Shabbos, you have to make an akira, and hanochi, you have to pick up the chayfis and put down the chayfis. If in the time when he's walking, the fire is considered a new fire, it's not the same fire you had here before, so the fire you make the hanochi on is not the same fire you made the akira on. So you simply chayiv for Shabbos. Without we say Yechayiv for carrying the fire alone, it's right, it's considered the same fire from beginning to end. So we say here also, how can you make the Borei Mireish when the Yisrael lit his candle from the Goyish candle? Without the same fire, the fire is coming from a Goy. Mashok le'niach, or mashniach le'yoker. Elo le'yelam v'yisurunam yitzah. No, Avada, the first light is still here. The first fire is still here. Avazoy, the kashra is, why is the Yisrael lights from a Goy? Are you allowed to make a Borei Mireish? The key kamavorach, atzay swasa de teru kamavorach. Pshat is the old fire is here, but there's new fire also now. Without the Yisrael lighting it, there's new fire now, you're making a brach on the new fire. So the Gemara, Yoch, if that's destroyed, there's a new fight here. Nochri menochri nami. Even by Mitzvah Shabbos, if a guy goes to light a candle from another guy, even though the first candle was lit on Shabbos, but the second candle is first being lit now, Mitzvah Shabbos, so good it has some of the old fire, but it has some new fire also. So make the bracha on the new fire. So the Gemara, Enoch nami. Mikra din, you're right, you should be allowed to make the bracha on. But here it's Xerah Mishum Nochri Rishon V'yamad Rishon. It's called the mind you're lighting from a guy, we're afraid you'll come to use the first guy's fire. So therefore, even though the second guy lit on Mitzvah Shabbos, still we can't use his fire, it's exactly to come to use the first guy. But Hashemke, when Yisrael lit from a guy, they were not choshed to come to use a guy. Because the Yisrael, we used to, we use his. We're not guys, if we use the Yisrael, we come to use a guy. Just from one guy to another guy, there's exactly to come to use the first guy's shalevis. Tana Rabbonim. For Yemahalech Chutz Lekrach, someone is walking outside the city to raw ore, and he saw fire there. Mitzvah Shabbos, he saw some fire. In Roiv Nochem, of rove people in the city are going ain't Nevorach, because you never understand the goyim are making a fire of Hashem avoid Zora, and it's also to have anor from it. In Roiv Yisrael Nevorach, and the more gufa kasha. Omat in Roiv Nochem ain't Nevorach. It's a dia komach samach Nevorach. Mashma just half yidden half goyim, you could make the vorach. You go to kula. For the Tanya, the Sefer says no. In Roiv Yisrael Nevorach. If you have rug, you throw, then you can make the brochon. So do you call mach, samach, say no vorach. If you have a suffix of 50-50, you can't make a brochon. And the Gemara bedinu, you have to do mach, samach, 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 vorach. If you go to Kula here, even 50-50, you can also make the brochon. So why do the Tani Reisha, Reiv Nochem, it's also Tani Sefer, Reiv Yisrael. But for here, you could go to Kula. And maybe this grain, though, maybe they're not doing the same about the Zohar. Can I? Right. Meaning not Vade, they're doing the same about the Zohar. Right. So be a slight Zohar. Good. Tell Rabbonim. For your Mahalech Chutz Lekrach, you're walking outside the city. The raw Tinnik, the Avuke, the Yodi. You see a kid holding a torch. Look after him, Yisrael Hum Vorach. Was Minastam, he first lit it now on Mitzvah Shabbos, so it's called a Nair that was Shabbos on Shabbos. Him Nochri Ein Vorach, but it's a kid, that's a guy, the stomach was lit on Shabbos, then he can't use it. But the Mormai Iratinik, what's the Badafka kid? I feel a God on Amish, be the same Shabbos as a God on. Om Rav Yudah, Om Rav, Hocha, the Somach, Leshkiya, Chacham, Ashkinim. We're talking about that Mamish right after Shkiya, right after Fetz Chavim, you found him with his candle. His name a Godol. If the person is a Godol, is Mucho Milso Devadeh Nochvihu. Avadeh, this person is a Goy. Because the year, the right after Tzedek Chov, is not holding a fire. He didn't go home yet to make Abdullah, he's not holding a fire yet. Tinik, Mashenkin, if it's a kid, then he could have a suffix. Amy Yisrael, maybe Saki Yisrael, and Ikri Vinokit, maybe his father was making Abdullah, and he ran outside right now with the candle. So with a kid, he could possibly to be, he could be holding the candle now. But with a Godol, Shita will be a guy, not a yis. Rashi, God of Mochim Milsa Dorachu. We ain't so lived with Achrov. The yis of the Yisrael who, the Hoyim and Myers, some of Hashaykh and Miyad, Lecha, some of the other, or Yid, Radius of Dol, doesn't go out fight with fire. Hashaykh, you find the kid, maybe the kid, the Chapsuch, he caught the Abdullah candle, and he walked outside with it. He's still walking outside. So with a kid, you have to look in to see if he's a guy or a Yisrael. Put a rab on him. For your Mahalach Chutz Lekrach, you're walking outside the city. You saw fire. Imavuk if you have kishin, it's a very thick fire like a furnace. Nivorachalov, then you can make a bracha. Trashik if you have kishin, sheshoshim boyavonim, they make bricks. Lasid imavuk or hayotim if you have kishin hura borihi or leshamish loirihi nasi. If this is made to have hanor from the ore, then you can make a bracha on it. The imlav, if it's not such a big fire, ain't mavorachalov. Trashik imlav, lav loir nasis el lavashol. Then we have to be afraid that fire was made just for cooking. It wasn't made for oil. It has to be such candle that's made, lahoyer, that's made to give off fire. His Abdullah candle has to be fire that, an oil that's made to give off light. That's part of the kashya if the zman is that everybody has electricity on already. So here, when you light the candle, it's not made for any light. You're just lighting it down to be used for the mitzvah. But one eitzah is talking to shut off the light, And when you make that, that's what I mean. Some people shut off the light to use a candle, then it's called an or that you're using, you're having some hanor from it. But the other pshat would be is that about you doing it the same mitzvah, so you're doing it the way you're supposed to. And the mitzvah is to use the or, so it's also considered lit for the or. But it has to be such a candle that the purpose of it is for light and not here for cooking. Tony Choder. Or shall kivshin mevorchim lov, or from a furnace you could make a bracha on it. But tani rechay mevorchim lov, you can't make a bracha on it. Or it's not made for light; it's only made to burn with. But kasha, for betchila, it's also trashy betchila sreifas avonim ain't all oil. Beginning when you're making the bricks, it's not meant for light; it's only meant to make the bricks. Hold it tight. At the end, though, then the fire was geshmat. Use it even for or also. Tani choda, or shall tana b'shal kirei mevorchim lov. But time either came of Orchon Olov, same thing with Kasha. For Betchila you don't, because it's meant for baking only. Hold up, sir, then you use it ready for the Orchon. Tony Chodor. Or Shobesa Knesset, the Shobesa Medrish with Orchon Olov. If you have an or inside the shul or inside the Besa Medrish, you could make a bracha on it. It's made for or. But time either came of Orchon Olov, you can't make a bracha, it's not meant for or, it's only made for covered. The Kasha. For the Ikodim Choshev, then we say the candle in there is not for light, it's for a chshivas of the person, and then you can't. So much if you have the light you use for the omid, you wouldn't be allowed to make a burmiration of that light. Because the candles you light for the omid is not meant for or, it's meant for covet. How the lekko adam choshev, there's no adam choshev in the shul, then the storm of the light in the candles for light, that's muta. The boy is saying, how about the adam choshev? No, both cases there isn't adam choshev there. Well, like Hasha, I the candle is only the covet. How the ikka chazon, how the lekko chazonah. There's a shamish that sleeps and eats in the shul. The male of the light is zikr meant for him to use, therefore he can make a bracha on it. The boy is saying, Mahor, Mahor, Dika, Chazona. Both of them have a chazan there. Vola Kasha. Hor, Dika, Siura, Vod, Leka, Siura. Depends if the moon is out to shop that night. If the moon is out, so male of the shamish doesn't need the light of the candle, he'll be enough to use the light of the moon. Male of the candle is only made for covered, and a candle that's only made for covered, he can't use it for burmiresh. Mashenka, if there's no moon, then the shamash is going to use this candle oira, and then we say it's mutter. You were holding that nun gimel amar aleph in the middle of the Gemara that to daf tana rabbanon for your yoishim beis hamedrash. Someone is sitting in the beis hamedrash on my Torah Shabbos. The view all of name they brought light inside the beis hamedrash. The Beishamah and Beishamah says, Kol Echad V'Yechmu Baruch Liyat. Everybody should make his own bracha, Boru Miyoreish. So in the middle of learning, so everybody should make their own bracha, Boru Miyoreish. But they still learn him, no Echad V'Baruch Likulam. They should stop learning and let one person make the bracha for everybody. Why? Mishum Shenema B'Roivam Hadras Melech. There's an Indian to make the bracha for Rabbi. The Moravishleim of Beit Hillel before she timely. Beit Hillel explains himself. The reason why one should make the bracha for everybody, because Roivam Hadras Melech. And they were sitting in the Beis Medrash, they were learning together, so they were called together. So it's better that one should make the bracha for everybody. Ela Beis Shammai, my time, what time of Beis Shammai that says that everybody should make their own bracha? And the moral kosarvim if they bit the Beis Medrash. That since they're learning, it's not kedai to rebuttal everybody from learning. So, like they're in the middle of saying the Tzvara, let them finish saying their Tzvara, and then they'll make the bracha Barmeresh. When they get finished their learning, then they'll say the bracha. Not kedai to make everybody stop and answer together, it's a bitul beis hamedrash. Drashim, if they bitul beis hamedrash, shebizman, sheechem, mevorach lekulim, when one makes the bracha of everybody, hang trichem lishtoik migirsosim, they have to be quiet, stop learning. They should all have kavona. They should hear the bracha from the mevorach and answer amen. So therefore, it's better that each one makes his own bracha. For Tanya Nami Hoch, you write to Beis Shammai, shall Beis Gamliel. But how you aim him a rap of Beis Medrash? Mifnei vitzel Beis Medrash. If somebody gave a sneeze, and the mal the min gives a say gezunta to say asuta, but in the middle of Beis Medrash they didn't answer it. Why mishrim vitzel Beis Medrash not from about the learning? Trashim a rap, liyodim amasate. Somebody sneezes. Shevegilim leim asuta. The min was to say asuta. And Santo Kreger brings down the Indian is brought down the trick of the Rebbe Lezer. Beginning, when Hashem created the world, nobody got sick. As soon as he sneezed, his neshama used to leave him. That's the way they were made. With the sneeze, they used to die.
Yaakov is Mavakish Rachelim V'yom Rebbeinu Koelon Al Tikach Nashkim M'meni Ad She'atzav V'ez B'ni U'B'noisai. As give me a warning before that I'm going to die, I'll leave some type of atzavo. Therefore now the many gives when somebody sneezes, we say l'chaim or gesundheit is shenahapich hamoves hazel or that it was changed over, this inyan of mitzvah of sneezing was changed over, that's how many to say gesundheit, to say atuta. So here the Gemara says, when the base of medrash, you shouldn't say it, mishum bitul base of medrash. So locha both dinim are brought down. Some in the middle of learning, you should not answer gesundheit. But here, we pass along the silu svara. When the aura comes in, since everybody's going to have to eventually stop learning and say the bracha, it's only a question when you're going to answer the bracha. So here we say, since it's an inyan of Roivam Hadrus Melech, it's because everybody should stop learning this second and listen to the mavorach. But ein mavorachin lo yala ner v'lo yala b'somim shomesim. Ner and b'somim by mesim, you can't use that for the boromireish or boromim b'somim. But my time, ner l'chovod hu diavida. That the ner for a mace is not meant for the purpose of having hanor from the or to use it for light. It's used as covered hamace, and you can't make the bracha on such an or. Trashi ner l'chovod hamace avida. It's made for covered, not for using the ner for enjoyment, so you can't bring the bracha. This thumim is also lavur recha hu diavida. The recha is only meant to take away the bad smell. So on such a thing, you do not make a berum ner b'thumim. It only if it's made for good smelling. But something's only made to take away bad smell, you don't make a bracha on it. Trashi b'somim avide lavur recha tiyestuchonu shemeis avide v'loy lariach. It's made to take away the bad smell of the mace and not to enjoy the smell of the b'somim by the mason. Therefore, even the whole week, if you smell just b'somim, you wouldn't make a bracha. Om Rav Yudu Om Rav Kol shemeisiyin lefona b'yom of alayla ein mevorchen olah. If you have such a mace that as covered hamesh, you would take the nerve in front of him, whether it's daytime or nighttime, then it's a raya, the or is only for covered, and you can't make a bracha. Of the whole shein mutzin lefon of elav alayla, but such a mace that you don't give so much cover to, the daytime you would not put an or in front of him. You're only doing it at nighttime, so it's a raya then, why are you doing it? Because you want to see how to go, where to go. So then mevorchen olah, that's called the or that's meant for use, and you can make a bracha. That or is only meant to cover hamais, so you can't make a broker on it. The mais not so choshev, you only do it at night time. Then the vorkin alav in moitziyah b'moitzoy shabbos l'kvura. Because the reason why you have that or is pashut to see the way how to get to the base of kvaros. That's called oira. You can make a broker. But the ikur is for the covet. So it's made ikur for covet, you can't make a bracha. Even though you may use it, but the ikur is for the covet. Omer Rav Huna, b'somim shel beis hakisei. If you have b'somim, something smelling in the beis hakisei, don't make a bracha. Even if you're outside and the smell comes outside, because the purpose of that smell, of the thing to put there, wasn't to smell good, it was to take away the bad smell. V'shemen ho'osu l'havres azuma. Same thing, you have good oil that smells good, like type of perfume. You rub it on your hands to take away the bad smell of your hands is ein mevorach nolah. As a Gemara lememru, tochal heicha de lav lereicha avid le mevorach nolavei. Anytime the psalm is not made just to smell good, it's meant to take away something bad, you don't make a bracha. But the Gemara meisvei hanichnas lechanusa shabesim. Somebody walks into a store where they sell perfume. Vareach reich, and he smells it. This perfume there is afilu yesh v'sham kol yom kula and mevorach elapamachet. If he goes into stay there the whole day, he makes one bracha at the beginning, and that part is in the whole day. Pashuk is not masir das from smelling. Nichnas v'yotzi, he goes in and goes out. Nichnas v'yotzi, mevorach kol pam upam. As every time he goes out, it's like a hesach hadas, and when he comes in again to the store, he has to make another bracha. But the more v'hocho the lav l'reichu d'avida. If someone in the store is not meant to smell, in the store you're just there to buy. When you take it home, the chur you have das to smell it. But in the store, it's not meant to smell. Or to mevorach, and still you make a bracha on it. Have the Gemara know in Lareicha Namihu Diavida. Here in the store, the purpose of there is also to make it smell good. Kiecha del Nircha Inshi Veneitze Venazra Minayin. The Balabas wants for Dafka people to smell the good perfume and they'll come in to buy it. So Zika Kavana of putting out the perfume in the store is that people should smell it. Therefore, it's called, it's meant for smelling, and you make a bracha. Rashi b'somim shemelach odim mitznis lebeit hakisei lahavir mimenu reich ra shebeit hakisei ein mevorchen olav. b'shem nosel haber esazul mashu mevim b'seif asuda alastuch yidayim mazuvim hu mevushim b'samin. You have type of oil you put on your hands at the end of the suda. Ain mevorken olav. So Rashi has a bichidish. We don't hold like Rashi. Rashi says ain mevorken olav means bari yatsi b'sam. You don't make this bracha. Ela bari shem and orif. That's Rashi shita. You do make some bracha on this for a different bracha. Bari shem and orif from mevorkenim. Im shem and shalafas minhu. Even with some that's ground down, still you make bari atzei b'som on it, bari atzei b'somim. That's not talking about when you're wiping your hands in the middle of the meal. You stand coming to smell it, you make bari atzei b'somim. But when you're using the shemen at the end of the meal to rub off your hands, then you make a special bracha bari shemen orif. That's Rashi Shita. But we hold like Tosfos says, we don't make any bracha at all on it. We hold that if it's only meant to rub off the bad smell of your hands, we don't make a bracha at all. The odorant, you put the odorant on your body, even though it would smell good, also you wouldn't make a bracha. Because the yikar of the odorant is only to take away the bad smell of the body, it's not meant yet to smell. On Anisha, anyway, we're not supposed to make a bracha if you smell Anisha. But Anisha, they make it clear. When they put on the samim, they put on to smell good. It's not just on to take away the bad smell. There it's meant to smell good. So maybe Anisha, if not Anisha, maybe they shouldn't make a bracha. But men smell Anisha, they're not supposed to make a bracha. So it depends what the kavanah is for. If it's there to make you smell good, look where you should make a bracha then. Yeah, that's the Gemara, right? If you have Hanor, but you go in and you smell the carbon, you should make a profit. They put it out so you should smell it. Right then. I'm not going into that. Tell them where it's for some that you should make a profit. So only question was made for smelling it. Tell the Rabbonim, for your Mahal Chutz LeKrach, you go outside the city, Vareach Reach, and you smell something, you smell nice smell there. In Roy Rav Zikichov, in Einim Avorach, because in Nemo, they're doing it, they're making the smell of Shem Avoy Zora, it's also to have enough from it. In Rav Yisrael Mavorach, Rav Yossi Yomer, Afilu Rav Yisrael Nam Yem Avorach. No, Afilu Rav Yidin, still you don't make a brach on. Nefnei Shev Benois Yisrael, Mekatnus Tukshokim. There's a minute then that Benois Yisrael used to burn the Psalmim for Kishokim, for Kishuv. So that wasn't made for smelling, so therefore you don't make a brach on it. But the Gemara also cool with Shofan Mekatrim, and the rogue Benois Yisrael burned up some of the Kishif, and the Gemara heavily Miyuta Lekshofan. It's true, it's only me it does Lekshofan. Of a Miyuta Nami Ligmur Asakalim. A Miyuta of them burned up some to put the smell into the Begodim. They want to beg it to smell good. So when they're burning the spice, it's not meant to smell the spice, it's meant to put the Reich into the Begodim. So on Shot Spice, you don't make a Bracha either. Because the Ikka Kavan of making it is not for smelling it, to put it into the Begad. Later, when you smell the Begad, you also don't make a bracha. Because the Begad is called the Reach Shein by Ikka. There's no more Ikka B'son in the Begad, it's only the smell itself, that you don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you smell the Ikka. But here, when you're burning the scent, since it's only meant Ligmur HaSakelim, you don't make a bracha. Or Mi Etnam Ligmur HaSakelim, Ishtakach Ruba Delav L'Reich HaVidah. Because I wrote with them, I'm not doing the Shein Reach, therefore you don't make a bracha. To make the smell, the smoke of the psalm go into the begodim, into the clothing to make it smell good, is you don't make a bracha. Somebody's going Erev Shabbos to Tveria. He's walking through the streets of Tveria. For a reach reach, and he smells a good smell in the air there. Ain't a mavorach. You don't make a bracha on that smell. Why? But neishachas kosay ain't also el legamer boy yasakelim. With a shteiger then, either erev Shabbos in tifer tferia, and with tifer Shabbos tferia, they used to make the stand to make the begotten smell nice. But since the bala boss, the ikku one that's making it is doing the kavana, put it into his deged. Even if you come along and your kavana is to smell to enjoy it, still you don't make a bracha. It goes back to the one that's making the bala boss, why he made this sense for him. If he only his kavanah was just to make the begodim smell good, nobody makes a bracha on it. Tana Rabbonim, for your mahalach b'shuk shel akum, you're going in the middle of the streets where the goyim live, isn't it tzratz al areyach? If you have kavanah, you have hanor, you want to have hanor from the psalmim there, is a reza chayti, doing an aveira. Because Roiv Goyim is talking about either we have before where it's a mitzvah, where they're having sitting down to eat. So when they sit down to eat, then we're making the psalm and the shame they avoid the Zorah. then it's also banor. But in the case where it would be also banor, if you have kavon to smell it, it's called harezer choyke.
It has to be some shayse that is doing the shema by the zora. Some goy has in his house some perfume in you, or some samim, and you want to smell it, you would make a bracha on it. It's only where we have a daat that he did the shema by the zora.
Some of the companies that made incense are
mamish Hashem of Zohar,
and they're called
in recognition of Zohar.
So there's
Hanal of Zohar. They move on now and there are choosing. It comes Havdalah. You don't.